Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and this is Let's Talk in English.
And my name is Esther. Today our topic is Talk About It.
Right, and our title is An Important Dinner.
Right, now let's talk about some names we have for meals, or times when we eat more food. We eat breakfast in the morning, lunch around noontime, and dinner or supper, usually in the evening.
That's right. So here we're talking about a dinner. Now, we have one other word to talk about from our lesson, and that's the word manager.
Right. In a company, a manager is someone that manages or is in charge of other people.
Yeah, a manager is like your boss. They give you your work that you need to do.
So in this story, we have a couple, a man and his wife, and today they will be inviting this man's manager to their home for dinner.
Right. Now, that does sound pretty important. You want to have a good time with your manager. You don't want to make them upset.
Right. And today we also have our Find It question. Our question is, what is Mark's manager expecting?
What is Mark's manager expecting? Well, I expect that he is expecting a dinner to eat, but we'll see what else is in that answer.
Now let's go to Sonia, who will teach us today's keywords.
Mark 今晚邀请他的主管到家里用餐，所以一回到家就问太太 Olivia, 都准备好了吗?
He asks his wife Olivia,Is everything ready?
名词 wife 就是妻子。
Olivia 说，我本来是计划要做晚餐的，但结果今天时间不够了。But I ran out of time today.
片语动词 run out of 就是用完。
因为 Mark 曾经向主管大赞妻子的厨艺，所以今天所期待的是一顿家常菜。
He's expecting a home-cooked meal.
动词 expect 就是期待、预期。
Olivia 让 Mark 别担心，他说 Don't worry.
动词 worry 就是担心、忧虑。
晚餐后客人说，这真是一顿非常棒的晚餐。
That was an amazing meal.
形容词 amazing 就是非常棒的。
Mark invited his manager, Mr. Jones, to dinner tonight. When Mark gets home, he asks his wife, Olivia,
Is everything ready? Mr. Jones will be here any minute.
Almost. I'm just heating up our dinner.
Heating it up?
Asks Mark.
You didn't cook something yourself?
I plan to, but I ran out of time today, so...I just got a nice meal from the restaurant down the street.
We find out that a man called Mark has invited his manager called Mr. Jones to his home for dinner.
Right. Maybe he wants to impress or make his boss happy. Or they just have a good relationship. Well, when Mark gets home, he asks his wife, Olivia,Is everything ready?
Right. And let's talk about this word, wife. If a man is married to a woman, the woman is called the man's wife, and the man is the woman's husband.
That's right. Well, we hear that Mark says Mr. Jones will be here any minute. He's coming soon.
And this phrase, is everything ready, means Are we ready for this meal?
Is everything ready? I think we're ready for today's calendar phrase.
Is everything ready?
Is everything ready?
一切都准备好了吗?
I'm hungry. Is everything ready?
The salad is ready.
Is everything ready?
The chicken is ready.
Is everything ready?
And the corn is ready. Let's eat.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Why not?
I need to wash my hands.
Is everything ready?
Is everything ready?
一切都准备好了吗?
Well, Olivia says almost, so not quite yet ready because she needs to heat up the dinner.
Right, to heat something up means it was maybe cold before and you're going to heat it up in the oven, a microwave, or in some other way. But this does mean that she did not cook the meal herself.
Right, and Mark seems surprised. He asks, you didn't cook something yourself?
Now, to learn more about that word yourself, let's go to Sonia.
Mark 以为 Olivia 今天会亲自下厨，结果好像不是这样，所以就问他，你没有自己下厨吗？ You didn't cook something yourself? 反身代名词 yourself, 你自己放在句尾，强调是自己亲自去做的。比如 Did you paint this yourself? 这是你自己画的吗？或 He greeted the guests himself.他亲自去迎接客人。另外还有片语 by yourself, 则是强调是自己独立去做，没有别人陪伴或帮忙的。比如 ,Lily walked to school by herself. Lily 自己走路上学。或 ,Why are you standing here all by yourself? 你为什么独自一人站在这里？
Thank you, Sonia. Well, we hear that Olivia planned to cook something herself, but she ran out of time today.
If you run out of time, it means that you did not have enough time. Olivia was too busy. So she tells Mark that she just got a nice meal from the restaurant down the street.
All right, still sounds tasty, but it's not made at home. Let's go see what happens next.
But I wanted you to cook. You're a great cook. I told Mr. Jones that. He's expecting a home-cooked meal.
Everything will be fine. He'll enjoy the meal. He probably won't ask about it.
But what if he does?
We just won't say much.
I want everything to go well tonight.
It will. Don't worry.
Well, Mark tells his wife that he wanted her to make the meal. He didn't think that she would get a meal from a restaurant.
Right, he sounds a little bit upset. He does say that his wife is a great cook.
Right, he told his manager, Mr. Jones, that. And friends, if you say someone is a great cook, it means that this person is good at cooking,or making food.
Exactly. Let's go to Sonia for more on that.
Mark 觉得自己的太太厨艺超群，是一名很棒的厨师。You're a great cook. 这里的 cook 是名词厨师。例如 ,My grandma is a great cook. 我奶奶是个很会做菜的人。或 ,Peter is a cook at a fancy restaurant.Peter 是一家高级餐厅的厨师。其实这个 cook 更常做动词用，指烹调做菜。例句 ,I cook dinner every other night. 我每两天煮一次晚餐。或 ,Daniel can cook pretty well. Daniel 蛮会做菜的哦。
Thank you so much, Sonia. So Mark did tell his manager, Mr. Jones,that Olivia is a great cook. And I think that leads us to our find it question.
Our question is, what is Mark's manager expecting? When you expect something, it means that you hope for something or you're looking forward to something.
Well, the answer to that question is, he is expecting a home-cooked meal or something made at home.By Olivia or Mark or not from a restaurant.
Right, that's what Mr. Jones is expecting the meal to be. Something made from home.
Well, Olivia thinks everything will be fine. Mr. Jones will enjoy the meal, and he probably won't ask about where it's from.
But Mark seems a little worried. He says, but what if he does? Olivia says that they're just not going to say much.
Yeah, Mark really wants everything to go well in this dinner. It might be important for his job.
Well, Olivia tells him that it will go well. She says, don't worry. If you worry about something, you keep thinking about it or you get bothered by it.
It's easy to worry about things when you don't know what's going to happen. But friends, relax and do things one step at a time. Right now, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. We all worry about different things, but what can we do when we worry?
Well, first off, we can slow down. Sometimes we worry because we know we have hard things that we need to do. Maybe writing down a list can help you out.
Right, or breaking something hard down into small steps can also help. Or even breathing and counting to 10 when you start to worry.
Finally, asking for help can help too. Let's get back to our story.
After the meal, Mark, Olivia, and Mr. Jones are sitting at the table.
That was an amazing meal.
Thank you.
You are a wonderful cook.
Well, thank you,
says Olivia, not looking at Mark.
Can you share the recipes? I love to cook. I'm always looking for great recipes.
Okay.
I'm going to tell everyone in the office about your wife's cooking. Thank you.
What should Mark do?
He should try to start talking about something different.
He should tell the truth. The meal came from a restaurant.
Your choice.
What would you do?
So now they have finished the delicious meal, and Mark, his wife Olivia, and Mr. Jones are sitting at the table.
Yes, they are. They had a good meal. And now Mr. Jones has a compliment or good things to say. He says that was an amazing meal.
If something is amazing, it means it's excellent or great.
Right. Well, Olivia is thankful. And Mr. Jones says that she is a wonderful cook. Remember, he expected a home-cooked meal.
And what does Olivia say? She says, well, thank you. So she's not saying anything about the meal being from a restaurant. She's just saying thank you.
Yeah, she is a good cook after all. What Mr. Jones said is not wrong. It's just that she didn't cook this meal.
Now Mr. Jones asks a question, and it's hard for them to reply to this question. The question is, can you share the recipes?
A recipe is a list of steps and ingredients for how to cook a dish. He wants to know how he can make this too. He also loves to cook.
Right, and he says that he is always looking for great recipes. So now Olivia needs to share recipes for a meal that she didn't cook.
Yeah, she sounds a little bit worried about this. Mr. Jones continues, I'm going to tell everyone in the office about your wife's cooking. He says this to Mark.
Right, and Mark can only say, thank you. Mark seems like he's not sure how to reply.
Yeah, in the end, Mr. Jones did ask about this meal and whether or not it was cooked by Olivia. Well, he wanted to know about it.
What would you do if you were Mark and Olivia? Think about this as we go and review today's keywords.
Here's your first keyword for today. Wife. Wife. Where are your wife and kids?
Run out of something. Run out of something. The restaurant ran out of food.
Expect. Expect. What are you expecting today?
Worry. Worry. She is worrying about her children.
Amazing. Amazing. We had an amazing time in Japan. Well, friends, those are your amazing keywords. Keep on practicing them.
And now it's
your turn.
The words for today are wife, running out of, expected, worry, and amazing. Now it's your turn to use them in a sentence. First one, she, three people, not four. She thought three people were coming. Great job. She expected three people, not four. Next, Helen is an friend. This word means wonderful. You're right. Helen is an amazing friend. Next, Jack met his 23 years ago, and they have been married for 20 years. You got it. Jack met his wife 23 years ago. Next, don't about the weather. You need a verb here. That's the answer. Don't worry about the weather. Last one, your money, then stop spending money. Correct. You're running out of money? And are you going to meet me here again at your turn?
Mark invited his manager, Mr. Jones, to dinner tonight. When Mark gets home, he asks his wife, Olivia,
"Is everything ready? Mr. Jones will be here any minute."
"Almost. I'm just heating up our dinner."
"Heating it up?"
asks Mark.
"You didn't cook something yourself?"
"I planned to, but I ran out of time today. So I just got a nice meal from the restaurant down the street."
"But I wanted you to cook. You're a great cook. I told Mr. Jones that. He's expecting a home-cooked meal."
"Everything will be fine. He'll enjoy the meal. He probably won't ask about it."
"But what if he does?"
"We just won't say much."
"I want everything to go well tonight."
"It will. Don't worry."
After the meal, Mark, Olivia, and Mr. Jones are sitting at the table.
"That was an amazing meal."
"Thank you."
"You are a wonderful cook."
"Well, thank you,"
says Olivia, not looking at Mark.
"Can you share the recipes? I love to cook. I'm always looking for great recipes."
"Okay."
"I'm going to tell everyone in the office about your wife's cooking."
"Thank you."
What should Mark do?
One, two, let's review.
Sounds good, but before we do, let's enjoy a little treat.
A little treat? What kind of treat?
A special treat to eat. I have cookies.
Great. I love cookies. They smell delicious.
Well, here, try one.
Oh, they look good too.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So are these
cookies homemade?
Oh, well, yes.
Oh, so are they easy to make?
Well,
Can you give me the recipe?
Well,
You made them yourself, right?
Well, you see...
Maybe I'll try making some. So, what's the recipe?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Why not? Is it a secret recipe? Tell me, I want to make some.
But I didn't make them. I bought them from the bakery.
Then why did you tell me that they were homemade?
Well, they are homemade, but not by me.
Huh? Are you trying to trick me?
No. Everything this bakery sells is homemade. Look at the bag. Homemade cookies.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, that's okay. The important thing is they're delicious.
Yeah.
Can I have one more?
Well, eat that one first.
Hello, Grandpa.
Hi, Maria.
I have some questions for you today. Are you ready?
Of course. I'm always ready. And I remember everything.
Well, almost everything. Here's the first question.
Great, let's go.
Why didn't Olivia cook?
Because she lost the recipe.
No, Grandpa, that's not the reason.
Is it because she didn't know how?
No, that's not the reason either.
Well, then why didn't she cook?
Because she ran out of time.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember.
Here's another question. Grandpa, do you like to cook?
Oh, yes. Cooking is a lot of fun.
Do you use a recipe when you cook?
Yes. I have a great cookbook full of delicious recipes.
That's great. You can also find delicious recipes online.
Well, that's true.
I should cook more. Cooking is really fun.
Yeah, and eating what you cook is even more fun.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Friends, what would you do if you were Mark and Olivia? Would you tell Mr. Jones that Olivia didn't cook the meal herself?
I would have a hard time being honest. I don't know that I would say anything. But I might invite Mr. Jones over a second time and cook the meal myself then.
Right, because Mr. Jones might not really want the recipes. Maybe he's just saying that because he just finished his meal.
Well, friends, we'll hope to see you again tomorrow for a new lesson right here on Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.
Bye.